भगवते वासुदेवाया, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 11, Text 24. The Transcendental Qualities of Vritrasura. Aham Hare Tava Padaika Mula Dasanudaso Dasanudaso Bhavitasmi Bhuya Mana Smaretasu Pater Punams Te Krinita Vak Karma Karota Kaya Aham Harita Vapadai Kamala Aham Harita Vapadai Kamula Dasana daso bhavitasmi muya Manak smarateshu pater gunamste Krinita vakkarma karotukaya Aham hare tabapadaika mula Dasanu daso bhavitasmi tuya Manak smareta supater gunamste Grinita vakkarma karotabhikaya Aham harer tava padaika mula Tasanu dasa vabitamsi puya Manak smaratasu pater gunamste Vrinita vakkarma karotukaya Aham erertava padaika mula Tasanu daso bhavitasmi bhuya Manak smareta supater gunamste Vrinita vakkarma karotukaya Aham harer tava padaika mula Tasanu taso bhavitasmi bhuya Manak smareteshu gramste Krinita vakkarma karotukaya Aham harer tava padaika mula Tasanu daso bhavitasmi bhuya Manak smarita supater gunamste Krinita vakkarma karotukaya Aham harer tava padaika mula Tasanu daso bhavitasmi bhuya Manak smarita supater gunamste Vinita vakkarma karotukaya Matajis Aham harer tava padaika mula Tasanu daso bhavitam sabhuya Anaksanata Shupater Gunamste Granita Makarma Karotukaya Amhare Tava Padai Kamula Dasano Daso Bhavitasma Buya Manaksmarita Supater Gunamste Granita Makarma Karotukaya Aham, I, Ahare, O my Lord, Tava, of your Lordship, Para Ekamula, whose only shelter is the lotus feet, Das Anudas, the servant of your servant, Bhavitasmai, shall I become, Buya, again, Mana, my mind, Smarita, may remember, Asupati, of the Lord of my life, Gunan, the attributes, Te, of your Lordship, Granita, may chant, Bak, my words, Karma, activities of service to you. Karotu, may perform. Kaya, my body. Translation. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, will I again be able to be a servant of your eternal servants who find shelter only at your lotus feet? O Lord of my life, may I again become their servant, so that my mind may always think of your transcendental attributes, my words always glorify those attributes, and my body always engage in the loving service of your Lordship. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse gives the sum and substance of devotional life. One must first become a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Das Anudas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, and he also showed by his own example, that a living entity should always desire to be a servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. Gopi Bhartu Parakamayor Das Das Anudas. This means that one must accept a spiritual master who comes in the disciplic succession and is a servant of the servant of the Lord. Under his direction, one must then engage one's three properties, namely his body, mind, and words. The body should be engaged in physical activity under the order of the master. The mind should think of Krishna incessantly, and one's words should be engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord. If one is thus engaged in the loving service of the Lord, one's life is successful. Aham harer tava padaika mula dasano daso pavitasmi buya manaksmare tasu pater gunam ste karnita karma karotu kaya. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, will I again be able to be a servant of your eternal servants who find shelter only at your lotus feet? O Lord of my life, may I again become their servant so that my mind may always think of your transcendental attributes. My words always glorify those attributes and my body always engage in the loving service of your Lordship. O Magyanat Minandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, Srila Prabhupada states that this verse gives the sum and substance of devotional life. I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya. And a servant of his servants. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is stated that I am, this, Lord Chaitanya himself states, Gopi Bhar Tu Parakamayor Das Das Anudas. In this material world, everyone wants to be master. Just like we were recently at some kirtan program and they announced, here is the master of kirtan. Not us. Some yo-yo. And I was thinking, actually, we're not the masters of kirtan. We are the servants of kirtan. But we're thinking, in illusion, I am the master. I have mastered this art of singing and dancing. I'm the master of dance. Actually, we're the servant of dance. We're the servant of kirtan. Sometimes the Mayavadi class of men and women, they like the sing-songy nature of kirtan, which is to their credit. And they like that kirtan is so easy, words are so easy, so they were failures in the folk singing world or the rock and roll world. So they come to the world of kirtan to become masters and leaders of kirtan singing. This kind of singing, of course, anytime we chant the holy name of the Lord, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that's glorious. But the sing-songy and not following the principles of devotional life doesn't give us the real benefit that we're after. There are different classes of chanting. There's third-class chanting, second-class chanting, and first-class chanting. Srila Prabhupada describes, we were listening to one lecture on the way to San Francisco last year, myself and Naikatma. Third-class chanting means I have no regard for the regular principles of freedom and devotional service, but I chant. And we've seen so many people, they're third-class chanters. We're not being judgmental. This is according to Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, the Vedic literature. Second class chanting means I have regard for the regular principles of freedom and devotional service, but I'm not able to follow so strictly. That is second class. And first class means that I follow very strictly the regular principles of freedom and engage 100% as far as possible in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His representative. And this is first class devotional service. Therefore, engaged in chanting means that one has to have some sadhana. Most important thing in our life is sadhana. Sadhana means, just like the name for a saint in Sanskrit is sadhu. And a saintly woman is called sadvi. Taete sarva sadvi. Sarva sangita varjita. In Srimad Bhagavatam. Sadhu and sadvi. And even in the Hebrew language, the name for a saint, you know the name? Tzadika. He's a Jewish? Tzadik. Sadhu, sadik, sadvi, tzadik. No accident. Means saintly person who's engaged in sadhana. Sadhana means practice. Means that I get up in the morning, I don't drink a cup of coffee and start doing my fruitive activity. Sadhana means I get up in the morning, I bathe, I perform Mangal Arti, Japa, Tulsi Arti, Guru Puja, and Srimad Bhagavatam class. There's one letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote to his disciple, who was president of Miami at the time. I forget his name. Anyway, the letter said that in early 70s, I believe it was, that unless we follow the regular principles of freedom, chant 16 rounds, and attend the morning program, then we're not devotees. Unless you perform these activities, then you're a devotee. Then you have spiritual life, Prabhupada said. This is the meaning of spiritual life. Spiritual life doesn't just mean I believe in something, therefore I'm spiritual. I believe in the Lord, and therefore it's all spiritual. It means if you believe, then you have a sadhana. You have a practice. And that practice is the most important part of your spiritual life. To rise early and bathe, to be clean externally and internally by chanting Mangalarti, Tulsi Puja, Japa, Srimad Bhagavatam class, Guru Puja. All these activities mean spiritual life. And without these activities, our spiritual life is damaged or defunct. I know myself, we were just in the beautiful desert for 6 days and seven nights. And we didn't have such good Guru Puja and Mangal Arti. We chanted Japa, of course. And the atmosphere was surcharged with sense gratification at every step. Is it? Everyone was trying to enjoy as far as possible. They couldn't, because enjoying sense gratification is like rubbing two hands together to stop an itch. Pum sam shriya, what is that? Mituni bhava metam tayor mito ridaya grantim. And it ties the heart into a knot. Ridaya granti. Ato grihak chaitra sitapta vitayar janasya mohoyam ahamameti. Ultimately thinking, because of attachment to all these things in the material world, ahamameti, I am my body. Everyone was trying to show off their bodies all day and all night. But in the morning hours, when they were groggy and no longer able to enjoy sense gratification, then they covered themselves up like anything. They were a little bit miserable. The opposite is devotional life. We know Nivritta Trishna Upagiya Marad Bhavasara Chotramanobi Ramat Kautama Shloka Kunanuvarat Puman Virajeta Vigna Pasugnat. Nivritta Trishna, devotee's finished with sense gratification. He knows that the sense gratification has a beginning and an end, and that ultimately it is there for frustration, and it's been custom made. Krishna custom makes this material world so that we can't enjoy. Krishna, for all of us, is custom making. It is custom made, built specifically for us to think we're enjoying and then be frustrated. No, you're not enjoying. No, you won't get sense gratification. no sense gratification does not make you happy. Because Krishna wants to teach us. And so he custom makes, our lives are custom made. You analyze your life. It's custom made so that one becomes frustrated in sense gratification. Nivritta Trishna Upagiyamana. And therefore, devotee means first step in devotion, finished with this material world. One is intelligent enough to know that there's nothing left for me in this material world. This sense gratification is that's not very pleasurable. One of my friends in high school said that he broke the regular principles of freedom. And he said after that, he was like so surprised. I said, why were you surprised? He was president of our class, very smart kid, Gary Salzman. He said, I was reminded of that song that's popular in those days. Is that all there is? He had his sense gratification for the first time in his life, and he was so surprised. That's it? This is what everyone is glorifying and claiming life is about? That's it? He was really upset. I too was moved by his deep realization that that's it? This is all you got? This is the best you got? This is what we're living for? This sense gratification? That's it? So, I don't know what happened to Gary. I tried to preach to him later in life, but I'm not sure. I think he became a doctor. I'm not even sure. But he had this nice realization, Nivritta Trishna Upagiyamana. Finished. This is it? If that's it, I'm done. I'm going to the forest. It's over. That's it. This is what we're living for. This is what people work their entire life for. And like dogs, for sense gratification, for what Prabhupada says, two pieces of toast and a cup of tea. That's all we're getting. So, devotee means Nivritta Trishna. Finished. He knows, she knows, that this sense gratification, that this material world won't give me ultimate pleasure. That pleasure means yayatma supersedati. That pleasure means the pleasure of the soul. That there is pleasure beyond these material senses that have a beginning and an end. Pleasure beyond the titillation of the senses that grow old and weary and get tired of punak punas charvita charvananam, chewing the chewed again and again. The example in the Bhagavatam, it's chewing the chewed. You take some, sugar cane, and you chew it and suck out all the juice and then chew it again. Or someone takes their gum and puts it on under the table, picks it back up. Chewing the chewed. The juice is gone. You chewed the juice. You drank the juice. Let's chew it again. Maybe there's more juice. You've seen people, they keep the bubble gum in different places. Under the table, on top of the table, and they chew it again and again, chewing the chewed. Punak punas charvita charvananam. And spiritual life is just the opposite. I'm finished chewing. I've chewed. And I'm done chewing. Finished with this gum, sugar cane. Now it's time for yayatma supersedati. For pleasure of the soul. And how do we get that? Here is the key. By becoming the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis in Vrindavan. By becoming the servant of Lord Chaitanya and the servant of his servants. By becoming Srila Prabhupada's servant and Srila Prabhupada's servant's servant. one of our gurus passed away, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he wrote a book called The Servant of the Servant, explaining devotional service. This is our life. We are servants of the servants. Gopi Bhartu Parakamlior Das Das Anudas. Because there's so much service to perform. And only service is called in Sanskrit seva. And there's an old saying, perhaps you've heard, only seva can save us. Seva is what saves us. By performing devotional service, that pleases the soul. By constantly glorifying Krishna, by engaging in Lord Chaitanya Krishna's devotional service, by hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, worshipping, praying to Lord Chaitanya, this satisfaction so much more than the titillation of the senses. Those senses, they have beginning and end. They'll dry up. They get old. Everyone will get old. We may think, I don't get old. We get old. Doctor asked me, when were you born? I told him the year. He said, so you're 29? I said, no. He said, well, you're 39. I said, well, not really, no. A little more. So he kept going. He said, why do you act like you're 29? Why are you trying to enjoy? No, he didn't say enjoy, but why are you trying to act like you're 29-year-old? You're not anymore. And it was actually a big realization for me. I was like, wow, I'm not 29 anymore. Of course, devotee, we're not this body. We're eternal. But at the same time, sense gratification becomes finished, becomes paltry. You eat peanut butter and jelly every day for 40 years, you're not going to want to look at peanut butter and jelly anymore. It becomes useless. You think maybe avocado would be better. You have an avocado sandwich every day for 30 years, you're thinking, wouldn't it be nice if I had tofu once? The sense gratification has a beginning and it has an end and it gets old. But spiritual life is not like that. Spiritual life is ever increasing and eternal and goes on forever. And it means serving the servant, engaging in devotional service. Devotees are chanting Hare Krishna for 40 years, practically. Men here, women here. They're not tired of chanting. If they don't chant, they get sick. They have to chant like almost like it's a panacea, like it's a drug. They have to chant or else they'll be, don't talk to me, I have to chant first. Get away from me, I have to do my rounds first. They'll be ill if they don't chant. So what is it about the chanting that's spiritual life? That opens our spiritual, as the non-devotees often describe, our chakras. Our devotional chakra. That we link up in yoga with Krishna and Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, and all the assembled devotees by chanting and dancing, hearing the Bhagavatam, engaging in devotional service. And that is spiritual life. And when we engage in that spiritual life, then we become peaceful and happy. Any question or discussion? Yeah, real quick, Prigopatsky. Yeah. Say it again, louder. Famous song.
In the 60s, does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
soon.
There's a lot of people who understand the futility of material sense gratification. So my question is, how is it that, despite the fact that there are a lot of people out there that understand what you've so nicely described this morning in your class, but they don't take the devotional service? I mean, we've been out here now since 65 or at least 68. And,
Prabhupada answered that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's like charming a snake. Prabhupada said. He said, and you have to become a perfect snake charmer. That you have to find out the ways and the means to excite the people, just like we were at the Burning Man. The people were engaged in sense gratification like anything. And we went to so many camps, we were invited. And we chanted Hare Krishna Ma Mantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Cha-Cha-Cha, etc. And they did the bhakti dance. And so many people, even one morning, one girl was crying and said to us, what if she said, this is what I came here for. My life was so miserable, and I came here for spirituality, and you've given it to me. And she was dancing like a mad woman. And then she came at night to sacred spaces, and she danced again, even wilder. So it's our business to entice people with chanting, dancing, prasadam. They eat the prasadam, they go nuts. They can't believe Krishna prasadam. They don't want any other food. We gave out 3,000 cookies prasadam. And fortune cookies with 5,000 fortune cookies. And people were, not because they were just hungry, they taste the spiritual. Sometimes they ask us, what do you put in this stuff? Love and devotion. Prema Pumarto Mahan. Last question? No question? That was answered? Yeah, Prabhuji. They were made by the disciples of Radhanath. And inside there were quotes from Radhanath Swami. And it said, like, if you engage in activities that don't make good character, then those activities are useless. Something like that. They were like, tricky, trying to enhance people into the Bhagavad Gita, but entice people into the Bhagavad Gita. But they weren't exactly Gita slokas. They were close. Yeah, if they were actually taken from the journey back home or whatever that is. Journey to home. I get you some cookies, don't worry. You could read as much as you like. The whole book is there, except like 15 in a row will be the same fortune, I don't know. Anyone else? All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.